podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Previously on Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
I was never described as the new Michael Bevan.
Oh, it's your test debut, Cameron Green. Here's a signed box.
Do they need Coley to go off and have another baby?
Every time there's a run out, the Wilhelm scream comes out.
But you can't bowl and you can't throw. I'm just telling you what everybody knows. Absolute sense. You put down all the talent that's hit you out of the ground.
In a week where Jasprit Bumrah tried to join in the decimal fun of the 100 by bowling a 10 ball over to Jimmy Anderson, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
That's Australian Cricket Team's website. Only one song should be on that website, mate. And there's Alan Grosvenor's Danisbury, what are we here? Australia, Market Mew, yeah. Bangladesh theme song on the website, how to get there.
That is Twitter user at Take the Two channeling Justin Langer complaining about the Bangladesh team song being on the Cricket Australia website.
Yes, that's a very good clip. You could track that down by going to Take the Two on Twitter. That's two with two O's for some reason. Two for two O's. If you track down that clip, there's also a visual component as well where he imitates Justin Langer with the terrifying eyes. So it's very funny, very, very worth tracking down.
He has the mannerisms just perfectly.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You are here with Kat Jones and Dan Lipke for a brand new season of Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
There's lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket, but we've only really got time to cover one of them here. So we're going to cover the Australian tour of Bangladesh and the aftermath of all that.
If we're just covering one thing, Dan, does that make it the new of the week?
The new of the week. Yes, it is.
It's not the news of the week.
Yes, it is.
So just this one thing, Australia, of course, being thrashed 4-1 is the one thing.
Yep. Yeah. And I think that's worth covering because nobody else in Australia covered it. Fox Cricket certainly didn't cover it. We didn't have any visual footage of this. We just heard glimmers from match reports and updated websites saying, you know, Australia have been bowled out for terrible scores yet again.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was... to a certain extent, you can't really blame Fox Cricket for not covering the series. They were probably as surprised as anybody that Australia actually went through with the tour.
Yeah, no, that's right. And to be fair also, they'd probably cop a lot of flack from Justin Langer.
Yes.
Just for broadcasting an Australian defeat, wouldn't
they?
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, why are you putting that up on the air? That's terrible.
Wise move in hindsight, I think.
Yeah. I do think at one point Fox Cricket were talking to... because they were covering the India and England test match. So I think they were trying to convince them during the lunch break that, you know, slip on the Australia and Bangladesh kits and can you possibly, you know, imitate a T20 match in the lunch break and we'll see if we can pass that off.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that past them.
Yeah, I was just wondering who would portray who. I had Johnny Bairstow as Ashton Agar. I just thought, you know, get Johnny Bairstow to shave all his hair off and just see if he could pull off an Ashton Agar impression.
He probably could. I had...
I mean, he's not as good a batter, obviously, but apart from that...
Yeah, that's true. I reckon I wanted someone as Matt Wade because
I think
you know he's got a lot of characteristics you could really play with. So I think I was putting Joe Root in that.
Yes, yes. I also like the idea of Rishabh Pant on Virat Kohli's shoulders doing a Josh Hazlewood impression.
Oh, yes, so absolutely. Yeah.
But speaking of Matthew Wade, he was the captain, which kind of intrigued me because Australia have for decades, forever. They've said, you know, wicketkeepers can't be captains. You can never have a wicketkeeper as a captain. They're, you know, got their heads full of angles trying to determine where the fielders should be. Can't expect them to be captains. And that was, you know, why Adam Gilchrist was never considered, why Ian Healy was never considered, why Rod Marsh was never considered. And now in all three formats, the last game in each of the three formats for Australia, a different keeper as captain. So you've got Tim Payne in the tests, obviously.
Yep.
We had Alex Carey in the ODIs, and now Matthew Wade in the T20s. So yep. I just love that. Now you have to be a wicketkeeper to captain Australia.
You're not allowed to be in there unless you're a keeper. And Matty Wade, he just doesn't go away, does he?
No, you can't get rid of him. He's like a cockroach.
Yeah. So there were some wins in there. No one saw them happen. But we did have a close look at the reports. And one Australian win and of course, the four Bangladesh wins.
Yes.
And how did Australia win that one?
Well, The one Australia won, they were chasing low totals in all the games, or setting low totals. It was a very low scoring series.
Yeah.
But the one time they did win, they were chasing 105. And that's when a promoted Dan Christian came to the crease, and he hit 30 runs off one Shakib Al Hassan over. So five sixes and a dot ball. So Shakib got it over him on that one ball. I just like the idea of the 2/7 of your run chase being done in one over, which is the highest proportion of runs ever scored in a single over of a run chase.
It's probably a fair proportion.
Probably. I didn't you check that stat.
It would have been a fair proportion of all the runs scored for the series by Australia.
Yeah, it definitely was.
So Dan Christian, probably our only performer.
In that one game anyway. Yeah, I don't think anybody performed in any other game.
Yeah. No. We had a hat trick from someone.
It was Nathan Ellis. He made his T20 debut. And he took wickets off the last three balls of the innings as Bangladesh were having a slog. Technically a hat trick. It's a pretty lame hat trick. It's like the beanie with a propeller on your hat equivalent of a hat trick, I think. It's just one
of those free caps you get in a show bag.
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't fit you. You've got to tear the back off. It never fits you.
Oh, wow.
And I think the peak from an Australia perspective was in the final match where they were bowled out for 62, which was pretty grim stuff. From Australia, I think
we don't have anyone as good as Shakib Al Hassan.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. And of course, even funnier than the 62 all out was, as we mentioned, that Justin Langer's reaction to not the poor display from Australia. He didn't seem overly concerned or angry about that, but reports did come out that he was very concerned about the fact that somebody put the Bangladesh singing their team song up on the Cricket Australia website. So that's what Take the Two was parodying right up the top of the show there.
That's incredible. I mean, as far as we know, there was no heated exchange with the players.
I mean, it's hard to imagine Justin Langer being chill about pretty much anything. Anyway, we do have some reporting from our good friend of the podcast, Daniel Cherney. He was writing in The Age. He said that Langer and team manager Gavin Dovey, they were involved in heated exchanges with a Cricket Australia staffer about the video. And these were two separate exchanges, apparently. They both got it into their heads. But apparently the CIA digital team member was given a stern talking to about the contents of the video, but he didn't take it down, didn't take it down, fantastic. He or she, and it's absolutely glorious. It's still up there. Bangladesh is still singing away happily. It's fantastic. It's really good.
Excellent.
And apparently the incidents were witnessed by a dozen people and left some players taken aback and with a sense of unease about what had transpired, which I think is pretty par for the course with all the players when it comes to Langer these days, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. If that's how he reacts to a CA staffer.
There's a very strong sense of unease, just like a cloud surround, like Pigpen in Charlie Brown comics, just surrounding Justin Langer wherever he goes.
Yeah.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
So this episode of Can't Bowl, Can't Throw is actually sponsored, and it's sponsored by the national rollout of new printings of Dan's books.
Yes, it's been a really tough year for everybody. There were big promises made that Australians would be right at the front of the queue for my books. And instead, you know, there were serious shortfalls, serious delays. They sold out over Christmas. Nobody could find them. That's terrible stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, the Australian government has sourced a fresh printing of these books, and we're now ramping up the rollout. Chemists, GPs.
Mass book purchasing hubs. You can get them everywhere. We're very keen to get as many of these books into people's arms as possible. So we're trying to roll them out. There are two books.
Two variants.
There's the 50 Greatest Australian Cricketers and 50 Greatest Australian Matches, and these both cover just the last 50 years. And both of these books have been approved by ATAGI, can confirm. Yes.
Incredible.
There's no risk of developing life-threatening blood clots from reading either book, so that's really good news there.
Excellent. So don't hesitate. Talk to your GP if you have any concerns, as always. Don't be afraid, though. Come forward. Get these books, do your bit for the good of the country, and the best book of Dan's that you can purchase is the one you can find today.
Exactly.
Anyway, get it now, because I've heard there'll be a booster before Christmas. Is that right, Dan?
There will indeed be a booster, yes.
I am an ECB marketing droid, and I have created the optimal form of cricket.
What's 10 times 10?
How many balls are there in 16.4 overs?
What's the greatest cricket tournament the world has ever seen?
The 100.
The 100.
Wow, what a jingle that is.
It's very peaceful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites. And England, it's really good news. England have finally got the 100 up and running after all these delays, all these promises. It's here.
Yeah, and has it lived up?
No, it's been a tremendous disappointment. It's everyone was so hyped about all these crazy rules and all some people weren't hyped. Some people were just, oh no, it's going to ruin cricket as we know it, all these crazy rules. And in the end, it's pretty much just another T20 tournament, just, you know, 1/6 shorter than all the others.
Yeah. And actually they're playing double headers, so it's not shorter at all.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Anyway, we decided that it was pretty important that the 100 was just there for comedy purposes, yes, didn't we? Yeah. You know, early on.
Yeah, I mean, the whole principle was that it was a really great clearance warehouse, if you like, for crazy ideas from the ECB. They could chuck all their maddest ideas in there and say, oh, one day we're going to play a tournament with all these crazy ideas, and everyone could laugh and go, oh, yeah, that's really funny, ECB. And now they've actually come out and done it, and it's, you know, as predicted, it's probably 1/1,000,000th as funny as it would have otherwise been.
Disappointing. Although there's still a potential for England to start selecting their men's test team and women's test team based on performances in the 100. Has that happened yet?
Not yet, I don't think, but I'd really like to see it. The 100 did have a lot of withdrawals. At one point it did look as if the 100 might just be, the 100 players who had signed up to play and all of them just dropping out one by one.
Yeah, they were counting down almost, weren't they?
They were counting down very rapidly. But it's gone ahead. I think you've got some stats there.
Yes, well, I wanted to have a look because originally, remember that Joe Root and Ben Stokes were going to be allocated to a particular team for marketing purposes.
They were, yes.
They were. And I just wanted to check, what kind of marketing were they doing? And did they actually get allocated to a team, and how did that pan out? And so disappointingly, they were allocated to a team. Root went to the Trent Rockets, Stokes to the Northern Superchargers, and they played.
Oh, did they?
They played. They didn't do any bloody marketing purposes at all.
No, they actually played.
They actually played, although...
I guess that's a form of marketing.
I suppose so. They wore the kit.
Yeah.
I think they only played a couple of games because they probably had test responsibilities. Mm. But Root I had a look at the first match anyway. Yep. For the Trent Rockets, didn't bat.
He was there for his bowling?
So maybe he was
did
there
bowl?
For... He did bowl. Yep. Disappointingly, he did bowl. Because it would have been better if he didn't bat and didn't bowl. And then he truly would have been there purely for marketing purposes.
Yeah. Anyway. Just like an on-field mascot.
Yeah.
This is Joe Root, kids. He captains England. Not this format. Other formats.
Could have just been there in the outfield signing autographs and not doing anything. He may not have got a touch. But he did. He did trouble the scorers. He actually bowled 20 deliveries, which...
Four
I
overs.
I think that's the maximum you're allowed.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's
isn't that just two overs of extended play?
Oh, no. Who knows? Yeah, did he bowl? Because you can bowl your overs consecutive or your lots of five
balls.
In
order for the scorecard to be understandable by mums and kids, that degree of detail was not there.
Oh, that's
sad. I went to the scorecard, and the scorecard, boy, the 100.com, it's all in all caps. It's like the whole scorecard's shouting. The whole website seems to be all caps. It's all black background and it's all shouting at you.
Oh,
so it's quite overwhelming.
Yep.
I'm a bit overstimulated from just looking at that one game. He bowled 20 balls and 1/17, Joe Root. Guess how many balls were bowled in the first innings? Well, no. And I was really annoyed. I went there to go, well, of course it was 100 balls bowled, but no, there were 7 wides. I mean, I think makes a complete lie of it.
Yeah, no, it's a shambles.
107 balls were bowled. I think that's outrageous. Mm. Anyway, Ben Stokes, he did also play for the Northern Superchargers. He made 5 and 1/8 from his 10 deliveries.
Okay, his 10 deliveries.
Not great marketing, Ben
Stokes.
No,
Ben Stokes.
If you're there for marketing purposes, you've got to do something else.
I think so.
Anyway, that's it. I didn't go any further into the stats, as I said.
Well, I think my favourite stat from it is that the Oval Invincibles men's team, they played 4 games at the Oval and they were invincible in all of them. They won all 4 of them.
That is a very good
stat. But I think it's pretty poor marketing as well because, it takes all the, excitement out of the game if you know that one team's invincible. Like, it's right there in their name. That's crazy stuff.
They shouldn't be allowed to play at the place where they are invincible. Yeah, it's pretty unfair for the teams playing
it's
against
very
them.
Very unfair.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm a bit concerned this might be our last ever The 100 segment because I've kind of lost all interest in it. Now there's just another crappy bloody T20 tournament.
Well, now that it's happened, won't the ECB go, well, that's boring, let's invent something new?
Well, they should take up three-team cricket. South Africa have invented that. Like that, that's a format that's still ripe for innovation, I think.
Yeah. It's a fresh new format. Mm. Anyway, you might fear it's the last ever 100 segment. It finishes on the 22nd of August anyway. So you're probably right.
A week away?
Like it's not that far off.
Yes.
Anyway, so we'll always have our memories of making fun of the 100, won't we?
Yes, yep. Mm. Yeah, and it has, in a way, inspired this new third season of Can't Bowl, Can't Throw, where we're going to be shorter and simple as possible. Possible to keep mums and kids interested.
That's right.
And of course, we're both dressed as packets of crisps as we record this.
Yes, indeed. And these 90, 180, 360 minute podcasts. Sort yourselves out, guys. Get your editor to edit. It's easy enough. Dan edits really well. You can edit this down to like 15 minutes.
100
aren't you?
Seconds.
Can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week, the funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is gonna join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller Award.
Yes, this is the Moeller Award, and I don't think we did the Moeller Award in season two of the podcast.
Now, what is the Moeller Award, Dan?
The Moeller Award, basically, as that gentleman singing says, it rewards the crazy acts of cricket from the week. It's the act that that's named after the great Scott Moeller, of course, the Australian legend, who the person who couldn't bowl and couldn't throw, according to Joe the cameraman. Mm. And it does reward the stupidest or greatest or dumbest or most bizarre moments of the week. And do we have a winner for this week?
Well, this is easy. It has to be Justin Langer.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've been listening to Dan Lipke and Kat Jones. You can find us both on Twitter. You can find Kat at CricketBatCat.
And you can find Dan at LiebCricket, L-I-E-B Cricket. And you can follow us on at CantBowlThrow. You can apparently like us on Facebook.
Yeah, we don't check the Facebook page probably as often
does
as we should.
Does it still exist?
I think it does, yeah. We get people liking us there. I don't know why. I never respond. But
Dan promises to go and have a look at Facebook, and we will see you next time we do an episode.
Yep.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.